This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working out on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America moving along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, 18-wheeler men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Let's not forget, either, about the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the guys out there hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And then again, there's our suicide jockeys, Tom and the gang, hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so we can go. How's that? Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook site. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. And we're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, you can find us over there at Captain's America. Captain, put an S on the end of it, and it's all lowercase, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from California, where he's standing on shaky ground, it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Although, wait a minute, you're in Michigan right now.
I'm actually in Michigan right now. So I spent the day flying all across the Captain's America and look down and see this great land of ours.
Oh yeah, beautiful, beautiful country. And that's a beautiful area that you're at up there. Now, you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And don't forget, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we don't want you to forget that. Now, Mr. Kyle, for some bizarre reason, after firing Brian Stetler, CNN allowed the perennial ratings loser to broadcast one final show. So his ratings for the final show were counted, okay?
Right.
So at least within the Twitter bubble, there was a ton of attention around this final show. That was going to be must-see TV, and even if you'd only turned in to watch Hate Watch Speed Television, you had to turn in because to see what was going to happen, because this was going to be the worst. This was going to be the last show, and whatever happened was going to be the worst thing that could happen to a sniveling bully like Stetler. They played it up all sorts of ways, but they had one little problem. You know what it was?
What's that?
Nobody watched the show because nobody cared. They had the worst ratings they've had since the show started.
Well, I guess it begs the question, Captain, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around, does it make a sound? But if Brian Stetler that was the final show and nobody watches, was it really a show?
Well, we had more listeners to our radio show than he had viewers to his TV show.
Yeah, isn't that something? That's really, that says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. And the only show that is out there that does the same sort of thing as what Stetler does is over on Fox, the Fox News Channel's media show called Media Buzz, and they doubled little old Stetler on Sunday. They had almost 1.4 million viewers.
Well, exactly right. And you know, I just think the fact that he and some others, and there might be some others that might depart CNN here sooner than later, very sooner than later, I would think.
Don Lemon.
I think that he might be the next one. Because, Captain, you know, it just shows the ideology, I think, that CNN was really sort of beholden to. And they had to have these programs. And this is why when we hear about CNN maybe going right down the middle, hard news, this kind of thing, might turn it back to its genesis when it was really, when headline news was revolutionary back in the 80s when they started that thing.
Now, you ought to be glad you're where you're at right now, because Joe Biden reportedly is going to announce sooner rather than later that there's going to be forgiveness of the student loan debt. And he has a plan that would cost the taxpayers about $300 billion to get rid of that student loan debt. Thank you very much, Joe Biden.
You know, Captain, there was a television show way, way back in the day called Dialing for Dollars. And I think this is, dialing for votes, or I should say dollars for votes, evidently, because this really does come off as kind of a bribe, doesn't it, to say, hey, you need to vote Democrat. We're forgiving your student loan.
And okay.
The other question I have.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The other question is too: if people who went to trade school or truck driving school or other kinds of trade schools and so forth, are they going to get all of their tuition back?
No.
They took out a loan. Are they going to get help?
No, they're not.
Nope.
Nope. Not at all. Nope. Because they weren't part of the educational system. They were part of the trade system. Go figure. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear. Hold the thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way. And I found this stranger on the side of the highway that's going to do our little outro for us. So go ahead there, stranger.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative. Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
You bet it is, Mike Gallagher. Oh! Alrighty. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That's a product that I've been taking religiously for over 8 years. And I take it for one simple reason. It works. Now, I wouldn't be telling you about this. I wouldn't be telling you it works if it didn't work. So there you go. Now, if you're struggling, and I mean struggling with back or neck or shoulder or hip or knee pain, or maybe you got a bad wrist or bad elbow, maybe you've pulled something, you got muscle aches and pains in general, this is a product that's going to help you right away. Now, what's good about it is it's not narcotic. It's all natural. That's number one. And number two, the other thing that's really good about it is that it costs about what the price of a cup of coffee costs per day for the 3-week quick start to get it all started. So you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and try the 3-week quick start. It's still only $19.95, about a dollar a day, which is about what your coffee costs anymore, if not more. But you can certainly get the coffee out of the machine for a dollar. I know, because we got a machine and I do it. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 quick start. You'll be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, right?
Right.
Okay. We know that in the latest twist, a medical army officer who discovered a sudden increase in disease coinciding with reports of the side effects alongside the COVID-19 vaccines, which the Army had dismissed as a data glitch, said that he now faces involuntary separation after being convicted but not punished for disobeying the COVID-19 protocol by releasing the information. Now, this is a first lieutenant by the name of Mark Bashaw, who was a preventative maintenance officer at the Army, who started noticing some alarming signals within the Defense Department database where people were actually coming down with COVID after they'd been vaccinated. And he got in trouble for blowing a whistle on it.
Well, right. You know, there's so much more that we're going to find out about and we're going to observe. And now that we're coming out of COVID, virtually everybody was vaccinated. It's a major study over millions and millions and millions of people, basically a de facto study. And I think some of these different observations and warnings are going to get borne out at the end of the day.
Now, not to be outdone, but we have our little friend that we're going to talk about, so get ready because you might see the duck any minute. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, well, Dr. Birx yesterday came out and mentioned Dr. Fauci by name. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right. Well, Dr. Birx came out, and she mentioned Dr. Fauci. She said that he must explain what went wrong so we can fix it.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, and a lot went wrong. A lot went wrong, Captain, at the, you know, Wuhan Institute of Virology, it appears, especially where the notion of gain-of-function research is concerned, the notion of what we were giving money for. And in hearings, I think there were late last year, you had Senator John Kennedy grilling Fauci about, you know, the fact that how do you know the money that was given didn't go to the gain-of-function research? Dr. Fauci couldn't really answer that in any real definitive way, other than saying, well, the scientists I know there are really great scientists or some such thing.
Now, we now have more whistleblowers coming forward revealing the out-of-control FBI, including fake cases and even false affidavits that have been filed.
Yeah, this is really big time.
This is getting bad.
It's getting bad. Because, number one, we all appreciate the fact that the FBI is there, that they're looking for bad guys, that they're thwarting plots and plans and things like that. But when it comes to out-and-out entrapment, in some of these cases, right, that have come out in court, right, and we learn about them, it erodes the trust the public needs to have in the FBI or in the Department of Justice overall. And so that's something we got to work towards. Nobody wants to abolish these things, but they definitely have to make sure they earn the trust of the American people who they ultimately work for.
Yeah, and it is definitely getting bad from where we're sitting and from what we're looking at here. Now, we just mentioned this a second ago, but I got a comment here from John, and John is in Deming, New Mexico. I think I said that right. Deming, New Mexico. He's saying, congratulations, America. You, the taxpayer, are now the owner of student loan debt that you never agreed upon or you wanted to acquire and be responsible for paying it off. Isn't that just wonderful?
Well, that's right. It's been foisted upon you, and it's been foisted upon you, Captain, because you need to pay for the student debt that will be an incentive to others to simply vote Democrat. And so here you go. It's public money, basically taxpayer money. It's wholly benefiting a political party and it's not some altruistic, you know, we're gonna help loan borrowers at this point, because, Captain, there are a lot of people who went out there who had to borrow money to buy a home, or they borrowed money to get an education, and they're not necessarily getting the help on this. And so it's really political.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And in case you haven't heard, Jerry Nadler is going back to Congress in that new district, which is part of his old district.
Yeah, and that's why I think he was able to score such an overwhelming win against Maloney, I believe, because he had a lot more recognition and simply a lot more support, obviously. But Jerry Nadler, I mean, he's problematic in and of himself.
What was your first thought, your first reason for that?
Right. Well, but it's more of this, just the embedded, more of the same kind of thing. And, it's more of what's wrong with the Congress in the way that he's behaved and so forth recently, and the things that he said and the attitudes that he's had and so forth. You know, it's I think, going to he's going to look more and more like an anachronism as we go forward.
Yeah. Now, we're getting ready to take a break here. I'm just looking at the clock here. Let's see here. I might have enough time to get this one story in. But we've got two or three different financial stories to get in here right now. And I'm going to try this one. New home sales have crashed as the recession now is gripping the housing market. Now, sales of newly built houses in the United States fell by more than expected in July, confirming a slump in the housing market seen by the surveys of the home builders. By the way, purchases of new single homes fell 12.7% compared with the previous month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 511,000, according to the Commerce Department. They said that on Tuesday of this week.
Well, that's right. And I think this is a major aspect of where we're going to see the real economic problems. I think for one, too, Captain, they've got the interest rates going up. I think you've got a lot of people that are looking to get a loan to buy a house, but now in order to purchase a house, it's hard to qualify, and the houses are so expensive to begin with. We might see it come down a little bit, one might think, but it's certainly not like it used to be, where houses were, you know, the sellers were in the driver's seat on things.
Well, compared with a year ago, the sales are down 29.6% nationally.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
Yes, it is.
New housing starts and stuff like that. So no matter what we hear in the messaging about how everything's great, people are dipping into their savings to keep up the spending, it, these real things that you can really look at are what we need to see and to have what's really happening.
All righty. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning, and tonight I'll be over at the Mugs in the Icott Center with the Tampa Bay Patriots group. Stop on by. Great group of people. You'll meet some like-minded people, and I'm sure you'll have yourself a good time. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Several primary elections got underway on Tuesday. Representative Jerry Nadler is projected to beat Representative Carolyn Maloney in the Democratic primary for New York's 12th congressional district. It's a contest that pitted two powerful committee chairs with decades of experience in the House against each other. Three major networks called the race before 9:35 p.m. Eastern Time. Meanwhile, Representative Val Demings is projected to have coasted to victory on Tuesday in Florida's Democratic Senate primary. She'll take on Senator Marco Rubio in November. Demings, a former Orlando police chief, won her House seat in 2016. And the Center Square is reporting that spending on food stamps has increased by $53.5 billion, or 89%, in the two pandemic years. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, 30 years in the fire service, and my last official day was the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. Thank God I'm still around to talk about it, and that's coming up fairly quickly, and I'll be doing some things here locally on that day. Mission Barbecue is going to honor a group of us over there on West Waters, so if you want to come and be a part of that, you'll hear more about it as we get closer, but Mission Barbecue West Waters on September 11th is the place where you will want to be. Now, I want to tell everybody about Relief Factor, because I talk about this a lot, and the reason I do is because it works. And Relief Factor is something that I have taken because of my problems that stem from the World Trade Center. And I still have problems with both of my legs and my feet and both of my ankles. Now, I will tell you that this product works. It controls the inflammation, the swelling, controls the pain, and it's something that will last most of the day. Sometimes I get an all-day usage out of it, but I take it when I get up in the morning with my breakfast, with my meal. And then after that, I'll take another one if I need it when the pain comes back again. If I don't need it, then I don't need it. So I just keep saving it. But this is a product for 8 years has remained the same price. $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And how you get it is by going over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, and $19.95 gets you the three-week quick start. Because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is what?
All you have to lose is pain.
You got it. And that's my trusty, dusty assistant, Kyle Warren, and he gets it. He knows. He understands.
That's right.
Yes, you do. You really do. Okay, now, we just talked about this a couple seconds ago, but it popped up again in front of me. There's another story out here about the White House to decide whether or not it should cancel the $10,000 individual student loan debt that most people have. Now, the Biden White House is reported deciding whether or not it should cancel up to $10,000 in student loan debt for borrowers, a decision that's expected to come today. Student loan debt has remained a particularly highly contested topic, even amongst Democrats, as President Biden has continued to kick the ball down the road. Now, simply continuing the Trump administration's decision to postpone student loan payments due to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic won't work by itself.
Well, right. And, of course, what the Biden administration is talking about now is it's $10,000 of forgiveness if you make less than $125,000 a year. And, of course, it'll cost taxpayers around $300 billion. But this is a little bit different, Captain, than what Joe Biden talked about in the campaign when he just wanted to forgive $10,000. But he really didn't put any kind of cap on it at that time. But really what it's going to do is it's going to have an adverse effect on inflation as well, because in other words, the money that the debt doesn't go away into the ether. It has to be paid, basically. And it's being paid by the people now.
Right. Now, student debt has remained a highly contested topic, even amongst the Democrats, as President Biden has continued to kick the ball down the road, simply continuing the Trump administration's decision to postpone student loan payments due to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, which, by the way, I'm not sure if that's gone away. Are you?
I would think that it has. I think in terms of the moratoriums on those things. But what the Biden administration is doing is just simply a political maneuver in order to try to change the subject, change the narrative, so you're not looking at the price of gasoline, you're not looking at national security issues, these kinds of things.
Okay, well, hopefully all that in a quarter will get you a cup of coffee, right?
Well, right. Well, but they're gearing up because they see they know the midterms are going to be here sooner than we think. And so they've got to start looking like they're doing something because and here's the irony, because the things that they've done actually got us to this point of where we're at in the economy, where we're at in national security and our place in the world, where we're at in terms of why Vladimir Putin thinks he can invade another country, no problem, and why the Chinese government thinks they're going to go invade Taiwan, no problem, at some point.
Do you remember the Concorde?
Oh, of course, yeah. Faster than sound, yeah.
Well, last week, American Airlines announced plans to buy 20 planes that can travel faster than the speed of sound. If all goes well, the plan for the commercial supersonic flights could return by the end of the decade.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And it's interesting, of course, as we come out of the coronavirus pandemic, when air travel and so forth was so majorly affected. But, you know, Captain, I was actually kind of sad when the original Concorde went out of service because, you know, it felt like, hey, you know, we're moving into the future, and the Concorde was super cool, and to be able to see something like that again, I think would be very welcome to a lot of people.
Yeah, I remember I was sitting at LaGuardia one day, and a Concorde came motoring down the runway to take off, and I mean to tell you, that thing was so loud, I had my windows closed on my truck, I was just sitting there watching. And my windows were vibrating. I thought it was going to bust the window with the windows.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
but it really is something.
Because it came right by me.
Wow!
Out in front of me on the runway. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, and people do feel like, you know, moving into the future is the right thing. You know, it's progress, that it's opposed to, I mean, it's something we can sort of, I mean, it may be some little thing ultimately, but it's where people can look and say, hey, we will, this is quite literally, and a supersonic jet.
Now, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman, Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, whose current district was divided by redistricting, is in a controversial bid for the 17th district against progressive state senator Alexandria Begg. How is he doing? Do you know?
I don't have any specific info on that yet, but we can certainly find out. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll try to do that during the break, because these are important things for the future of the company, our country, to see where we're going.
Well, sure. Well, but it does bring up this notion, though, of the idea of being very far left or being very radical. And this is actually one of the things that goes on, I think, in Pennsylvania, right, with Fetterman and Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
Fetterman, and we hope that he does better. He suffered a stroke, and he's recovering and back on the campaign trail. And, of course, we want him to be all better. But he is incredibly radical, and if he were to get elected, it would be a major consequence, not only to the people of Pennsylvania, but to the country.
Yeah,
he wants to get rid of the filibuster.
And you said Dr. Oz, and of course Dr. Oz, come to find out, doesn't live in Pennsylvania, but he would if he got elected.
He would if he got elected, that's right. That's right.
Unreal.
Well, it's always these kinds of things, right, in politics. There's always a little twist here and there that typically, and that actually can be a big difference, right?
Sure.
Maybe not in this particular election, but it's those kinds of things that make voters say, "Hey, I like this candidate over that candidate." You never quite know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. Okay, now I'm just watching the clock, and I believe we're getting ready to take a break. And, yeah, we are. We got about 45 seconds. So, leading into the break right now, I would like to remind everybody that we've been talking a lot about the price of gasoline and how gasoline is going down. Now, this happens almost every time there's an election, right?
Well, of course.
Gasoline will drop down, and then they'll bring it right back right after the election because, oh, no, we can't have gasoline that cheap.
Well, of course, yeah, because they want to sort of make people think, oh, it's really getting better. I don't want to kick the bums out, as it were.
I do. I do.
But in this particular election cycle, it really should be kick the bums out, because obviously we've gotten to this point, and in a very short period of time, relatively speaking.
And for you,
Joe Biden is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, go ahead, Cap.
And for you people that are sitting there that forget about how bad it was with all these lockdowns and these masks and couldn't go anywhere and all that stuff, you need to remember this could happen again at any moment.
Exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
After this short break, and if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Mississippi in the middle of
classic, the most requested song that we've had here on this program ever since we started to play it. That's a lot of miles, and it's called Black Velvet. And guess who wanted to hear that one, Kyle?
Who's that?
Who usually wants to hear it?
Let's see. It's on the tip of my tongue.
LJ.
LJ. Okay, very cool.
Yep.
All right, LJ. Well, that's a good, it's a cool song, and it goes back to 1989, a lot of miles, and an instant classic, and sounds even good even today.
Yep. And she's up in Michigan.
That's right. That's right, LJ.
The whole world's up there today. Even you.
It's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening, please.
All right. Well, take it away. Tell us about the weather.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, last hour we were telling you about flood advisory that covered some larger areas that were just south of Tucson. Well, that's fallen off the map right now. We've just got one flash flood warning, and this is going to be in west central Cochise County in southeastern Arizona. So, again, this is going to be southeast of Tucson. So you want to be aware of that. Let's take a look at the rain map that's going on there right now. We do continue to see the rain in that area, but it looks like it might have moved a little bit further south and going primarily into Mexico, although you'll still have a little bit of rain as you traverse the border between New Mexico and Arizona there on I-10. So be aware of that. Also in Arizona, still near Lake Havasu City, we've got the rain looks like it's starting to converge on Lake Havasu City. We were predicting that basically the last hour. It looks like it's leaving, going northward of Parker, Arizona, where it was about an hour ago. We continue also to have an aerial flood watch, and this is going to be in northeastern Washington, and that's going to bleed over into parts of northern Idaho as well. Heat advisory for Seattle, so be careful out there.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, guess what? And rain has expanded down below East Texas, Southeast Texas. It's all the way down to Beaumont now, down onto the Gulf. So you've got rain in Beaumont coming down heavy. Then it angles its way up across Louisiana, up into Mississippi. And it's pretty much got inundated again along I-20, east of Shreveport, all the way across to the the Alabama state line. It's all the way across the Alabama state line right now. But it's continuing to move east, and there's a lot of rain in there. A lot of flood watches, a lot of flood warnings going on right now. So please be careful if you're traveling along in Mississippi or if you're traveling along in Louisiana or the eastern part, the far eastern part along I-10 of Texas, you're going to be in a bunch of water and there are flood warnings. And I know there's some truck stops right in that area, Kyle, and I know that those truck stops are in low areas to where water will come in and flood the parking lot. So I suspect that may be going on right now because I see flooding going on there right now in that whole area.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me see here. Let's get you to tell me how we can hear your show, first of all. And, well, let's do it this way. Tell us about the Pilot Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people of the Pilot Flying J Travel Center's Greenwood Checker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And from now until October 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon. Just sign up for the My Rewards program. Find out more information at pilotflyingj.com.
And tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you're over there every day.
Well, just about.
Okay. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Take care.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics up there in Michigan today, getting the job done. He's up there on special assignment. And, of course, he's up there with LJ, who just requested that song and got it played. So that's not too bad. All right, let's drift on over here. And we will go to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by anything that happened last night at the polls?
Only that Jerry Nadler beat Carolyn Maloney.
I thought he would get beat. I really did. I thought that she could beat him, but it worked the other way around.
That's the only one, I think.
Yeah. We're not surprised to hear about Charlie Crist. I did think the margin of victory was a lot different than what I thought it was going to be, though, when it came to him and Nikki Fried, because he really did beat soundly Nikki Fried.
Yeah, now, does she stay in her position as
yes.
in agriculture?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And she'll be there until the first of the year when she's up for election again.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I said that wrong. She'll be there till the first of the year, and she could not run again. She couldn't run for two positions. So since she didn't get elected to the governor's, didn't get that nomination, she will be out of office come January 1.
Okay, that was my question.
Yeah, that's and I got around to it. I had to remember, you know, what was what. But she is term limited out. That's it. Goodbye. See ya.
Okay.
Because she decided to run for the governorship. All right. When are you going to run? Everybody wants to know when you're going to run.
Not a chance.
It's
a blood sport. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but I've had people say, hey, why doesn't Denise run for public office? And I don't know. Ask her.
No.
Well, the guys at the lunch table yesterday at Mission Barbecue would have drafted you.
I was asked way back in Atlanta to run for school board, and I said no.
Okay.
No. It's a blood sport.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. You are right. And back when I got elected to, the town assessor, tax assessor, nobody wanted to do it because nobody understood the numbers. and I at least did that because I won my assessment challenge. So they said, you know more about this than we do. So I wound up becoming the town assessor and then the chairman of the board. All right, hold on. We'll be right back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Yep, founderscode.com, coming right back. Don't go nowhere. Going to be a great, great, great day in the neighborhood. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.